I recently spoke with Professor John Hendricks, Director of Bands at West Virginia University, to talk about the WVU Wind Symphony and their upcoming season, as well as some of their past work. We'll be taking a listen to several of their recent recordings. To begin our conversation, Hendricks told me he started his position nearly a decade ago.
I started in the fall of 2005, so I guess that makes this the 10th year. I'll be starting this year as the conductor. And prior to that, I worked with Don Wilcox as his assistant and was the assistant conductor for the Wind Symphony for a good while. So I believe this is like the 22nd year I will be working here at WVU. Hard to believe already.
Hendricks knows he has big shoes to fill, as his predecessor was the well-accomplished Don Wilcox.
He really built the program up to make it one of the most outstanding band programs in the country. He's probably most famous here in West Virginia for what he did with the marching band, helping to develop the famous pregame show and all the different formations in the music and helping to build up that band. But as far as the concert groups, he did a really outstanding job building the quality of that group. In fact, the group during his tenure performed at various regional, national, and even an international conference as well. So he did not only on the marching band side, but did a wonderful job with the concert bands as well. And he's still, even in his retirement, he's still pretty active guest conducting, has his own community band up in Michigan where he lives now.
Being in charge of both the marching band and the Wind Symphony is a tough challenge for Hendricks, but he tells me he has a bit of help.
Actually, when I took over as director of bands here following Don, the person who was my assistant, Jay Drury, actually moved up into the marching band director. I kind of oversee the bands, but Jay Drury actually is the director of the marching band itself.
This no doubt gives Hendricks more time to work on the WVU Wind Symphony, which is good because he says there's a lot coming up on this year's program for the Wind Symphony.
Our first concert in October will actually feature some works for band and organ, and we'll feature our professor of organ, William Haller, on organ. We're doing some pieces, including the transcription of the finale to Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony, so that should be really fun. We've not done anything with organ for almost 10 years, so this should be pretty exciting. In the spring, we've been invited to participate in what's called the Percy Grainger Wind Band Festival, which will be held in Chicago, Illinois, so we get a chance to go out there and play. That'll be in February, so we're really looking forward to getting the group out and traveling to Chicago. And in February, we'll also be doing our high school honor band event, and we're glad to have the great famous band composer David Holsinger will actually be here on campus for that event. So it's shaping up to be a really, really good season, really good academic year for us.
Recently, the Wind Symphony has performed a gigantic work by John Mackey, The Frozen Cathedral.
It's my new favorite piece.
This piece utilizes 10, count them, 10 percussionists to convey some very interesting ideas.
Well, Mackey was trying to evoke the feeling of the Frozen Cathedral was named after Mount McKinley in Alaska, which is the highest mountain in North America. And he, because it's always covered in ice and has a very, it's, you know, just a huge glacier almost, he wanted to place some percussion around to give some sounds, to give the audience the feeling that they're actually part of the piece, and they're the percussion along with the piano, the celeste, and the harp all give a very interesting icy sound. So it took quite a while to put all this together because the percussion parts, some of them are really, really challenging. So it required some rehearsal on their part, plus we had some extra percussion rehearsals on the side to really pull it off, and they really did a nice job on this. I was very proud of them.
Well, let's hear the WVU Wind Symphony perform The Frozen Cathedral by John Mackey. The Frozen Cathedral by John Mackey, performed by the WVU Wind Symphony, with John Hendricks conducting. Now let's move on to another recording, this time a Sousa piece. Easter Monday on the White House lawn, Hendricks told me about some of the challenges facing this piece.
This piece differs because it's very stylistically light in nature, because it's supposed to depict the Easter egg roll on the White House lawn on the Easter Monday. And so it's very light, kind of happy. So that was hard because bands have a tendency to play really heavy. So to play in a light style, you know, is probably the hardest thing about this particular piece.
Let's take a listen to the WV Wind Symphony performing Easter Monday on the White House lawn by John Philip Sousa. John Philip Sousa's Easter Monday on the White House lawn, performed by the WVU Wind Symphony, conducted by John Hendricks. The WVU Wind Symphony recently played The March from Paul Hindemith's Symphonic Metamorphoses.
It's the final movement, and it's a transcription from the orchestral version.
And Hendricks says this piece really is not a walk through the park.
With Hindemith, especially students who may not be used to Hindemith's harmonic language and his construction of melodies, it's something that it takes a while to get used to. You just can't go home humming the melody right off the bat. It takes a while to develop that. And I think getting used to that precision really is the key with this. There are some really challenging woodwind lines and a couple in the brass, too. There's one passage, short passage, where the high woodwinds are playing the same line with many octaves below by the contrabassoon, and they have to be perfectly in tune, and it really is challenging.
Let's hear the final movement of the Symphonic Metamorphosis by Paul Hindemith.
Thank you.
great piece, especially the ending with the bold brass. All the students, the audience love this piece.
That was the final movement of the Symphonic Metamorphoses by Paul Hindemith, performed by the WVU Wind Symphony, conducted by John Hendricks. Conductor John Hendricks told me about how he discovered this next piece, The Gumsucker's March by Percy Grainger.
I actually knew about it. Don Wilcox had performed it with the ensemble, so I was a little bit familiar with it. And I love Grainger's music and love to do as much of it as possible. And I had not actually performed or conducted this piece, so I selected it. And it's just a delightful piece, but it's deceptive. It's very deceptive because it is really a challenging piece with a lot of the Grainger harmonic language and all the Grainger type of compositional techniques he uses. It really is, it's a challenging piece to do, but it's really just delightful to listen to and fun to rehearse, even though it is challenging.
Let's take a listen to the very fun and lively Gumsucker's March by Percy Grainger, performed by the WVU Wind Symphony. Percy Grainger's The Gumsucker's March, performed by the WVU Wind Ensemble, conducted by John Hendricks, with whom I was able to speak this past week. This last piece, called Coming Home, was by a composer I had never heard of before.
Dana Wilson, who is currently, I believe, he's a professor of music at Ithaca College for their School of Music. He's been writing works for band for a while and has actually won several awards. This one was composed in 2003, so what's that, about 11 years ago. It's a very, not very long, 3-minute piece, but there's a lot of music in just 3 minutes of this. It's a very jazz-oriented piece.
Let's take a listen to Coming Home by Dana Wilson, performed by John Hendricks and the WVU Wind Symphony. The Shortcut Home, performed by the WVU Wind Symphony. I'd like to thank John Hendricks for talking with us today. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you. It's been fun, and I appreciate it. And hopefully anyone that's up in the Morgantown region would like to come hear a concert. We'd love to have you there.
John Hendricks, conductor of the WVU Wind Symphony. Be sure to check out the WVU Wind Symphony this year. They'll be performing some great concerts at the Creative Arts Center in Morgantown. You can find out more at music.wvu.edu.